Gimel Amud Beis, the two dots towards the bottom. My mother. Rav Amar Mother Ze Adam. Shmuel Amar Mother Ze Hashem. Rav says Mother is Niske Adam. Person damages with his body. And Shmuel says that it's one of the avos of Shor Hashem. Rav Amar Mother Ze Adam. Where's the makor that Adam is called Mother? Dechsiv Omer Shomer Asa Boker Vagam Laila Im Tiboyun Boyu. Right, the Shomer said, morning's coming and also night. And if you want to ask, ask. Rashi Boyu means to daven. See Rashi. Omer Shomer Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Asa Boker Geula LeTzadikim. Eventually the Geula will come. Vagam Laila Choshech LeRishoyim Im Tashuvo B'Tshuvo Tavakshu Mechila Boyu. Alma ba'adam k'si boyu. Talking about a person asking mechila and doing tshuva, that's only by a human being. So therefore, the lashon of mave is a person who seeks, who asks. Ushmuel amar mave zahashen. Dechsiv eich nechbisu esav. Nivu maspunav. My mashma, the word nivu. What's nivu means? Uncovered. The hidden things are uncovered. My mashma. Ken metargen of Yosef eichton isbolesh esav. Is galin matmerohi? Right? How was Esav checked out, and his hidden things were uncovered, and the tooth is also uncovered. Sometimes it's covered, sometimes not. Like we said before, shivor hagol latumo. Sometimes it's when you open your mouth, you close your mouth. The teeth are sometimes hidden and sometimes uncovered. My mashma, okay, we said, okay. Rav, my time alone with Shmuel. Why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? That what's it called? That it's Shane. Omer lecha miktani nive. Right? If according to Shmuel, it should say nive, nivu atzmosa, nivu matzpunov. So why does it say mave? It should say nive. Shmuel, my time alone with Rav. Why didn't Shmuel say Rav that it's Adam? Omer lecha miktani boe. Should have said boyu. It should have said boa, not mave. Where it says michti, kroy lo kamar daiki velo kamar daiki. The psukim don't come exactly like either one, so it can't be that the psukim are clearly one or the other. So therefore, Rav, my time alone. Shmuel, why again? Why didn't Rav say like Shmuel? Tana shor b'chol mili shor, because Rav said you don't need shein when it said shor. That includes all the avos of shor: shein, regel, and keren. Shmuel nami hotana leishor. Shmuel amaisa does say shor. Why doesn't that include shein? On Rav Yehuda tana shor lekarno. Mave lesheino. No, shor is keren, and the Gemara explained why it separated keren from the other. And mave is shein, and the Gemara is going to ask what happened to regel. V'hachi kamer lo rei hakeren. This is what if you learn that shor is keren, and mave is shein, so you learn like this in the Mishnah. Lo rei hakeren she'ein hanol azeko, right? Keren, the animal doesn't have any enjoyment by goring, right? And still yochayiv kirei hashein she'eish hanol azeko, like shein where there is enjoyment. And what's it called? Therefore, if I wouldn't know shein, I wouldn't learn it from keren, because I would say keren is chayiv because there's no hanol azeko, but shein where there's hanol wouldn't be chayiv. Where it says and lo rei hashein shein kavanos lahazik, and shein which is not intending to do damage, just to enjoy itself, rei hakeren she kavanos lahazik. Therefore, if it only said shein, I wouldn't know keren. Where it says v'lav kal v'chomer hu, just the opposite, right? If this is what the Mishnah means, then adarav, if it just said keren, I surely would know shein, and if it just said shein, I surely know keren. Why? Uma shein kavanos lahazik chayiv. Karen shekavanos lahazik lokol sheke, right? Shein where the animal's going for enjoyment, but doesn't have intention to damage. Still you're chayiv. So surely, where the animal had intention to damage, you should be chayiv. So what is it saying? Just the opposite. That if it only said shein, which isn't intending to do damage, I wouldn't know Karen that is intending. Just the opposite. I would say it's a kavachom. Shmuel says first it's trich. No. So kadai chamina midi dahavi aved v'yama. Right, we see that having intention to damage isn't always a reason to be chayiv. Sometimes having intention to damage is a reason to be potter, like Eved and Amma. Why Eved va'Amah lafal v'gav the kavanos lahasik? If an Eved or an Amah go and do damage, the Bailam are potter. Why p'tirei? Where says Hachinami lo shnos over here too? Maybe intending to do damage is a reason to be potter, not to be chayiv. Amravashi atu Eved v'Amah laftime a rabba isbo. No, there's a special reason why Eved and Amah, because they are mechaven to do damage, are potter. Why? Because in other words, the other does not have to pay. Why? Shem yak nitenu rabo v'yelich v'yadu kadesh shachaveru v'nimsatim mechayv es rabo me'amana b'chol yom. Guy's going to be angry at his master, so he'll go and do damage, and the master will have to pay. So therefore, the Rabbanan made a takana that if an eved and amma damage, that you don't have to pay because of this problem. But that's a special thing by eved and amma. It surely doesn't apply to Karen and Shane. El aparech achi, just the opposite. Lo riya Karen shekavanos lahazik, kiriya Shane kavanos lahazik. If it only said Karen, which is kavanos lahazik, I would say that's where you're chayiv. But Shane, which is ain kavanos lahazik, you're potter. That's what it needs to say, Shane. But lo riya Shane sheish hanoah lezeko, if it only said Shane, there, what's it called? There's hanoah. So I would say you should watch your animal more because you know it wants to go get enjoyment and eat. But kiriya Karen Shane hanoah, but by Karen, there's no hanoah. The animal stomped to go damage, that's not usual. So I might think you didn't have to watch it so much. And you're potter. Okay, so that's how the Mishnah would read if you hold that shore is Karen and Mave Shane. Rashi. Igalyim, Targumo shel Nivu. That's a Targum of uncovered. Alma Nivu Loshen Gilui. Hilkach Omer Mave Zahashem. The Mave Loshen Megulahu. The Hainu Shane, Shapam Megula, Pamachus, like we said before. The Shane is sometimes uncovered and sometimes covered. Nive, the Mash Mahu Atzmo Nive, Nigle. It itself is uncovered. Not Mavek Tanishu Mave Dovaracher. If Mave is Shane, it should say Nive, because the Shane is what's uncovered, not that it covers something else. Boa Loshin Boyu. Then if it was Adam, it should say Loshin Boyu, to ask. Tana shor lekarnu mave l'sheino lekamin parach regel my shayri. Why did it leave out regel? Lo ria keren shein hanoa bal korche chachi meforish. Lo ria keren shein hanoa lazeko kiria shein. Right, the way you have to learn is the following: that when it says the first thing, this isn't like that, means if it only said the other one, I wouldn't learn this one from it. Lo ria keren shein hanoa lazeko kiria shein. The Torah only said Karen, that it's chayiv. Lo ask your Shane. Me now, I wouldn't learn Shane because I would say this is what we learn now. Karen, which is ain kavanah, which is what's it called? Ain hanol zeko. Maybe that's why you're chayiv. But Shane, which is hanol zeko, maybe you shouldn't be chayiv. The Karen ain hanol zeko. Shane yesh hanol zeko. So Mora says, and the opposite. If it only said Shane, the lo riyah Shane shei kavanos. He calls Rachmana Shane, lo asi Karen mine. If it only said Shane, I wouldn't learn Karen from it. Ulahachi parich, v'lav kavachomer. That's why the Gemara asks just the opposite, it's a kavachomer. Kol shekane, the mishum high time, and nothing Karen mishane. Right? If, what's it called? Shane doesn't have kavana to be mazik. And Karen does. If it only said Shane, I would say kavachomer. If in a case where it doesn't have kavana to be mazik, you're chayiv. Surely if it had kavana to be mazik, who had the nomi the koparich at time mekama? Could have said, asked the question on the first thing too. Because if the Torah only said Karen, have a nafka shein mina the kavachomer. Ma Karen shein hanol azeka chayiv. Right, that was the first thing we could ask the same question. If it only said Karen, which is ain hanol azeko, surely shein should be chayiv, which is hanol azeko. If that's the prat that you're using, it should just be the opposite. That we should be able to learn one from the other. The lekel etrutze dehachi mefarish milsa, and Rashi says you can't answer that. No, it means just the opposite. The Rav Yehuda lo re'ia keren she'ein hanoa, because of Shane lo ashi keren mine. Just the opposite. Karen is not like Shane, and therefore, if it only said Shane, I wouldn't know Karen. That's not the way the Gemara speaks. Because of Shane lo ashi keren mine. V'lo re'ia Shane kavanos lahazik. Because of Karen lo ashi Shane mine. V'lo tikshi midi. Learn it like that. Not learning that you can't learn the second one from the first one, but you can't learn the first one from the second one. Why? Hai lav milsehi. That can't be a teretz. Shein ze loshen hashas. That's not the way the Gemara speaks. Elahu the boy lemigmer chavrei minei noki pareisha. The one that it mentions first in the lo re'izek re'izek all through shas means if it only said this one, I wouldn't know the second one. Kibitani masnisin lo zevezesh sheish ben ruachayim kari ho'ei shein bo ruachayim. Right, we're saying what's it called that if you only said eish, I wouldn't learn the other ones from it. The ikos of hani tarte lo asi eish mitarvayu. Alma kol hecha detoni lo re'izek re'izek. The one that you want to say, if it only said this, I wouldn't know the other one, comes first. Re'i means it would not be fitting that the halacha that's by the first one should apply to the second one. So therefore, the Gemara is a kasha. How could you say that if you only had Karen, I've only had Shane, which is Ein Kavanos Leizer, I wouldn't learn Karen from it. Kal v'chomer, sure you'd learn Karen. Itzrich l'michtav Karen, right? Zumar says, no, you need it. Why? I feel it because there's a case where Kavanos Olahazik makes it worse. Evid and Amma. I feel it hachi p'turin, k'damri and perik ha-chovel. Ha-evid v'ha-isha p'yosin ra. Ha-chovel b'hen chayev, v'hen sh'chovel b'achin p'turin. Because this way the husband or the master will be chayev. Lav time of Rabbis, Busmar says, no, over there, it's not because they have kavanah to be mazik that they're potter. It's for a side reason. Because if you mechayev an evident oma, whenever they get mad at their adon, they'll go and do damage and the adon will have to pay. Ve'imahachi. Ri ashor kiri ha-mave. Diktori masnis and hachi komer. Lo ria keren she kavanos lahazik hare hashen shein kavanos lahazik. Just the opposite. Learn the mila of keren is that it's kavanos lahazik, and shein the chisorin is that it's ain kavanos lahazik. So if it only said keren, I wouldn't learn shein from it. Ela lahanosam is kavena silka chikos of keren lo havi nothik shein mine. The lo hare hashen sheish hanole zekuk hare keren. The cost of shein lo asher keren mine. Why? Because Shane is Hanoles Eko. So you should have known your animal is going to go get enjoyment. But that your animal is going to go Medafka to be Mazik, that's not so usual, and they think you're Potter. Okay. Mai, what happened to Regel? So we have now Shor is Karen, according to Shmuel, and Mave is Shane. But where's Regel? But Regel Mai, Shire, left it out. Shehizik chava mazik lasui regel. It's included in the sefer because shehizik chava mazik includes regel. Where it says melisnei behedya, say it openly. Right? Why just hint to it? We said two of the avos of shor openly. Why not say the third? Elo marova tana shor l'raglo umave l'sheino. Shor is regel and mave is shein. L'hachi komar lo ri haregel shezekum matzui. If it only said rego, which is normal, what's it called, usual damage, I would say that's where he should be know that he has to watch his animal, because it usually damages by rego. But shein is not something that's usual. It's not an ongoing occurrence that it goes and eats something in somebody else's property. So I would say shein is potter. If it only said shein, I would say that's because he enjoys. So you should know your animals are going to go get enjoyment. But regel doesn't get any enjoyment by trampling on things. Where it says the keren mai, what about keren? So now we have in the Mishnah mentioned regel and shein. What about keren? Shire, write it out. It's hinted to in the sefer, which says in general, whenever you damage, that includes keren. Where it says behedya, why doesn't it mention it openly? Because the Mishnah is only talking about something that's a muad to begin with, but not something that the first three times is a tam and only the fourth time is a muad. Okay, so that is what's it called, Shmuel, that Shor is Regel and Mave is Shein and Karen is hinted to because it does not mention it, because it's what's it called, it's not a mu'ah to begin with. Rashi. V'regel my ovid leitana de masnis and lotani. Why didn't the Mishnah mention regel? Shairi bit me or left it out. V'hochi kamar hachti tani masnis and lohari ashor kari amav v'hochi kamar. Regel hazeka motzi hilkach loasi shein mina. Regel ubor shein ve'esh muadam mitchilasim. Regel bor shein and esh are all pay nezik sholim the first time. L'shalim nezik sholim. The lo podig rachmona bein tam lemuad ela benigicha. The only time in a muad is by goring, by caring. Okay, Ushmuel, my time alomer karav. Why didn't Shmuel say like Rav? Right? That it's Adam. Omer lechoa, isol kadaitich Adam, hoktani seif, ashor hamuad, bishor hamazik, bushus hanizik, viha Adam. The next Mishnah says, beferish Adam. The listener beresha, let us say it in the resha, right? So it's, Adam is not needed to be said in the resha. And therefore he holds that shor is regel and mava is shame, and Adam is mentioned in the sefer. As Moshe says, "V'lisnei bereisha." Why didn't he mention Adam in the reisha? B'niske moment kamayir, b'niske gufo lo kamayir. The reisha is talking about things that your property do damage to, not you yourself. Rav nami haktani Adam b'sefer. According to Rav Lamaisa, why does that to say Adam in the reisha? As mava, it says already openly in the sefer. The Sefer is not telling me the Nezik of Adam. That already the Reisha said. It's just telling me that Adam is one of the Muadim. Umay lo harei. So according to Rav, what's the lo harei? Hachi kamer. Lo rei hashor shemeshalim esakofer kerehi Adam shemeshalim esakofer. A shor that kills somebody has to pay kofer, the value of the person he killed. But Adam does not pay the value of the person he killed. Either he gets killed if it's Mazid, or he goes to Golis and Shogeg. He has never pays the value of the person he killed. The lo re'iyo Adam shechai bi'arba dvarim k'ri ashor she'ein bo'arba dvarim. If it only said shor, what's it called? I would say that what's it called? If it only said Adam, I would say that Adam has to pay four things besides Nezik. So there you're chayev. But what's it called? But shor doesn't pay only nezek. Maybe your potter. Hatzada shava shor. And what's the tzada shava shor? Darkin lahazik. Okay, let's see Rashi. Beniske mamono. No. Regel. Yeah. Lohachi komer hachti toni masinsin lo hari ashor kari amave. If shor is regel and mave is shein, regel hezekom matzi hilkach lo asher shein mina. Regel is a usual damage. It damages as it goes. So therefore, I think, then you're chayiv, but not for him. Regel ubor shem veish, muad nichlov, he said, shor hamazik b'shus hanizik, shenichnas l'shus hanizik, v'nogach shom, es shoro. Right? Another muad mitchiloso is a shor that damages in the r'shus hanizik. There, even Karen is a muad the first time. The afal gavitam, hu mishal nezik sholim. Ustamik rib tarfin, that goes with tarfin. The omer lakamon, mishun the keren, mishusan nizik, nezik shalom, mishalom. Look at the chomer. If shein and regal are potter and rishusan rabin, but chayiv nezik shalom in rishusan nizik, so keren, which is chayiv chachi nezik in rishusan rabin, surely should be chayiv nezik shalom in rishusan nizik. That's rib tarfin. And the rabbanan say, no, dayo lovam in adin lios kenodam. We'll have it later on the end of the parak. Benizke mamono, benizokin shemamono masik myri reisha. No, the reisha is only talking of, Shmuel says, benizke mamono, things your property damages, but not that you damage. And the sefer mentions Adam. Benizke gufo shu atsu masik lo myri. Mer says, according to Rav, it says Adam in the sefer, why do you have to say it in the reisha? Besefer, lomale the misni vereisha. Lenech sheve bahadi muadim hudasa. No, the sefer is not telling me the av of Adam. It's just telling me that Adam is one of the Muadim, but the actual Av of Adam is in the Reisha. The Tani Chamisha Tamim B'Chamisha Muadim. The Kechoshiv Luvazim mentions what they are. Umay lo hari diktani masnisin lo hari ashor kari amave. L'Rav domer mavez Adam. How do we learn the mission according to Rav? Shor Muad shenogach Adam umeis. Mishalim kofer. A shor Muad that killed a person pays kofer. Hilkach ikosiv shor lo ashi Adaminei. I would say, you know why a shor is chayiv? Because it pays kofer, besides a nezik. What's it called? So when it didn't kill the person, it pays nezik. But Adam, who never pays kofer, maybe he doesn't pay nezik either, if he doesn't kill somebody. The Adam shahorig is chaveru b'nezik ne'erag b'shoge gola, v'enu m'shalim kofer. Adam hachovu b'chaveru chayiv b'arba dvorim. Tzar, ripu, sheves, u'boshes. Aval mod nezek lo kachashiv, the shor nami nezek mashalim. Doesn't mention nezek, because nezek is equal to a shor. It means it pays four things, Adam pays four extra things more than a shor. Aval bahanach arba dvarim enu chayiv, ki namasik bishilai kesen haregel muedis. Shor is only chayiv in nezek, not in the other four things. The amrina ki itein ish mum bamiso. Ish bamiso velo shor bamiso. We learned from pasuk that shor is memuot from the other four things. The kaparech atzada, we didn't get it yet. Okay, we'll stop here.